can't you? You can do anything. You can't kill them. They're tough.
I think they're a mesquite tree.
They're like a mesquite tree, yes.
I got to tell this story. Of course, if you're raised in West Texas, you're probably not a mesquite tree fan because they've kind of taken over the country. But I still remember I sold a brand new house, and they had the nursery come out, and I didn't even know the nursery sold them. But they planted two brand new mesquite trees. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. But hey, you think about it, big old bull mosquitoes, they're not going to die. You know, they're going to make it. But you know, it just broke my heart to say somebody bought a mesquite tree to plant.
I remember the first time somebody ordered one. I had been working at the nursery for 10 or 15 years. And what? You know?
You want a mesquite tree?
There are some dwarf ones that are, they're trees, but you know, mesquite tree, I don't dislike them. You can have too many of them, obviously, but but like you think, probably in a development, just taking every one out. Some of them are big and kind of stately. I'd leave it.
Actually, it was my goal. A lot of times, though, when you're doing developments, you have to take everything out because the topography and the way you're doing it is they have to level everything, you know, to make the city requirements and all that. But if we ever can, we did all the stuff, and we still do, in Cristobal. This is a true story. We've done four developments down there, and we purposely do the roads while the roads are winding and stuff. It's because we avoid, we don't take out a big oak tree.
Yeah.
In fact, I sold a lot to a guy that had a beautiful oak tree on it. Beautiful. And he cut it down. And I told him, I said, I would have never sold you that lot if I'd known you were going to cut that tree down. And he started laughing. I said, I'm dead serious. I mean, especially pretty trees in West Texas.
Where was he from?
California.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just different deal. But and I guess mesquite trees are too. But you can cut one down and then they can just come back meaner, come back tenfold.
Great tree for West Texas.
Oh yeah, yeah. You literally can't get rid of them. But just think about it. You have the cows come out and they munch on the mesquite beans, and then they fertilize it basically, and that's what they're doing. And so they just...
In their stomach, digest it a little bit where it...
Can grow real easy.
Yeah.
So right. It's a perfect scenario to have a whole lot of mosquito trees. Well, literally on a ranch, if you see them, you can't see through the pasture because it's so thick with mosquito trees.
Yeah. It's a... I do have a friend who's near Brady, and he's got some pretty big pastures mosquito free, and it's a constant work.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
You have to have some money and be willing to do that.
No, you've got to have it. We actually bulldoze a lot of it, which is a mistake too when you bulldoze because they just come back. But you get an excavator, like you said, it's a lot of money to do. Okay, but back to our houses. So, I'm getting ready for spring. I want the house to look pretty for people come over. So what I do?
All right, so green is a pretty color. Grass is pretty and getting the grass ready. But color is... kind of nice, and there's annual color and there's perennial color, and the perennials come back after the winter. So like lantanas and salvias, daisies, there's a lot of stuff that comes back. Gerber daisies are actually tough. People don't know it. They went through Stormageddon and very cold tolerant. They don't prefer the afternoon sun, but they're easy to grow. I can grow them.
You can grow just about anything.
At my house.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what we're going to do? So I want to know what the difference in annuals and all this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with from our sponsors. Welcome back. Okay, Tommy, you said about perennials and annuals?
Yes.
Okay, explain that to me.
All right, an annual, I think God made them to live for a year.
Okay.
And in the tropics where it's warmer, they can live more than a year because it doesn't freeze, but they're not as strong as they are that first year. There's marigolds and periwinkles, zinnias. Moss rose or portulaca, people use a lot of annuals. A lot of times, or sometimes they'll reseed. They, when we mulch well, that keeps all seeds from germinating well, including weeds. So I do recommend mulching. But annuals depend on new seed to propagate themselves forever. And so they bloom all the time. Perennials sometimes have to be deadheaded and cleaned up to rebloom again. But a perennial root never dies. After about 3 or 4 years, the root can get so tight and overgrown that they don't aren't as pretty as they were the first few years. So you can separate them or get new ones.
Right, so annuals are literally that a yearly plant. Perennials, you just cut them back and they just keep going and going and going.
Yeah. You like a lantana. Do you have a lantana?
Whatever,
maybe,
I don't
maybe know. Whatever it is. Yeah, all right.
Whatever you sold me.
Well, there's a beautiful plant, tough as nails. So it does get a bug, can get a bug called lace bug in late summer. It's on the underside of the leaf, and it looks like it's has iron chlorosis or yellow leaves. It's actually a bug sucking the chlorophyll out of it. And if you ever have that or want to prevent that, come see me at Olives.
Okay, and what do we do if you have it?
Well, the imidacloprid or the drench, insect drench, is the best way to do it. It's easy.
I've had 7 times now, these little light rains we've had.
Yeah.
The earthworms, I come out and they end up dying, but they get all over my back patio. Why is that?
Well, I'm not an entomologist, but they're not.
Yeah, that's a big word.
They're not insects anyway. What's a wormologist? I don't know.
A fisherman.
It's interesting. Worms have odd things, and yeah. It was like you said, it was just a light rain. It wasn't a drench where they're having. They could drown. They have to come up. I don't know, Scott.
Oh, I've never had it happen. That's why. You know, what is this? There's little earthworms is all they are. I mean, but I don't know why they. Like if it was a flood or something, you know, where it was just they were drowning. But
and they're indicative of good soil. They really do improve soil. And if you use the olive oil, that improves the soil. You'll get more earthworms. If the soil gets just solid clay, you know, hard as a rock and glue, they don't like that.
Well, and you think about most of Southwest San Angelo, it has clay in it. I mean, it may have not as much as others, but all of it has some clay.
Exactly.
In it. So, all of it. We deal with that in foundations and everything else, but it has clay in it. And you think about clay, you've all seen it. It gets wet, it gets slick and messy. And then when it hards, it's like a rock.
Exactly.
So you think about a root trying to grow through that.
Or a worm.
Or a worm, yeah, trying to go through it. So, but that's one thing, we rag on the olive oil so much. We'll talk a little bit about it because it's got some ingredients in it that are different.
But yeah, basically, it's got soaps that helps water percolate down and penetrate. And clay really isn't very permeable, meaning that it's like styrofoam is not permeable. There's a lot of air in styrofoam, but you can't the air can't pass through it. Neither can water and stuff. And clay is more like that. So if you can change the clay, kind of ball it up more like BBs instead of flat platelets. Air and moisture can flow, and when it rains, if the water can't flow down, it flows off, sheds off, and you lose the value of all that rain, and the soaps in the olive oil helps that. And then there's seaweed or kelp that feeds the organisms in the soil and feeds the plants, but I stress them feeding the organisms in the soil. And then there's enzymes that they love, the organisms do, kind of wakes them up and speeds them up.
Hey, and when you say organisms, why was it important to have organisms in the ground?
They do it all. They do it all. They take minerals from the soil that the plant wants and gives it to them. And without them, the plant can't get it.
Yeah, so I knew the answer to that question. That was a trick question.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
In case I flubbed it, you could do it.
Yeah, no, you had. I knew you wouldn't. Hey, I learned it from you, so I knew it was all good. So we got the olive oil. And I heard on the radio, I hear you on the radio during your commercials,